Passage 1. Do you remember a time when people were a little nicer and gentler with each other? I certainly do. And I feel that much of the world has somehow gotten away from that. Too often, I see people rushing into elevators without giving those inside a chance to get off first, or never saying thank you when others hold a door open for them. We get lazy, and in our laziness, we think that something like a simple thank you doesn't really matter. But it can matter very much. The fact is that no matter how nicely we dress, or how beautifully we decorate our homes, we can't be truly elegant unless we have good manners, because elegance and good manners go always hand in hand. In fact, I think of good manners as a sort of hidden beauty secret. Haven't you noticed that the kindest, most generous people seem to keep getting prettier? It's funny how that happens, but it does. Take the long-lost art of saying thank you. Like wearing a little makeup or making sure your hair is neat, getting into the habit of saying thank you can make you feel better about yourself. Good manners add to your image, while an angry face makes the best-dressed person look ugly.
11. What is the passage mainly about? What does the speaker say about people of the past? 13. According to the speaker, how can we best improve our image? 2. Go to the playground and have fun. Parents will often say to their kids that they should remember playgrounds can be dangerous. Each year, about 200,000 children end up in hospital emergency rooms with playground injuries. Many injuries involve falls from too high equipment onto too hard surfaces. Nearly 70% of the injuries happen on public playgrounds. Recent studies show that they may be badly designed, their protective surfaces are inadequate, and their equipment is poorly maintained. Parents should make sure that the equipment in the playground is safe and that children are playing safely. Last year, the National Program for Playground Safety gave the nation's playgrounds a grade of C for safety after visiting more than 3,000 playgrounds nationwide. Parents should watch closely. They should always be within shouting and running distance of their children. Young children don't understand cause and effect, so they may run in front of moving swings. They're also better at climbing up than at getting down, so they may panic at the top of a ladder. It's important for children to know you're watching them. Once they feel that sense of security, that's when they can be creative.
Questions. 14. What is the cause of playground injuries? 15. What should parents do to prevent playground injuries? 16. What does the speaker say about young children?
3. For 25 years, I was a full-time thief, specializing in picking pockets. Where I come from, in southeast London, that's an honorable profession. Anyone can break into a house and steal things, but picking somebody's pocket takes skill. My sister and I were among the most successful pickpocket teams in London. We worked hotel and theatre lobbies, airports, shopping centres, and restaurants. Now we don't steal anymore, but this crime is worldwide. Here's how to protect yourself. Professional pickpockets do not see victims. Only handbags, jewels and money. Mothers with babies, the elderly and the disabled are all fair game. My preferred target was the lone female, handbag at her side. The right side, to be exact. So, if I'm next to her, I can reach it cautiously with my right hand across my body. Only about one woman in 1,000 carries her bag on the left, and I tended to steer clear of them. Women whose bags are hanging in front of them are tricky for the pickpockets, as there isn't a blind side. If you want to make it even harder, use a bag with handles rather than a strap. For men, one of the best places to keep a wallet is in the back pocket of tight trousers. You'll feel any attempts to move it. Another good place is in the buttoned-up inside pocket of a jacket. There's no way in. Even better, keep wallets attached to a cord or chain that's fastened to a belt. A pickpocket needs targets who are relaxed and off guard. The perfect setting is a clothing store. When customers wander among the racks, they're completely absorbed in the items they're looking at. The presence of a uniformed security guard is even better. A false sense of security makes a pickpocket's job much simpler.
Questions. 17. Why does the speaker say that picking somebody's pocket is an honourable profession in Southeast London? According to the speaker, who is most likely to become a victim of pickpockets? In the speaker's opinion, what is the best place for a man to keep his wallet? What is the perfect setting for picking pockets according to the speaker?